This is Reaper from Street Outlaws, driver of the Reaper Camaro.
Hey, this is Ryan Martin, driver of the Fireball Camaro.
We are on the road with Dane at WGN.
720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline Studio, high atop Chicago. We can see almost all the way out to Joliet and that great motorsports complex, Chicagoland Speedway, the dirt track out there, Route 66, where so much magic happens on the drag strip. And it's going to be magical for a lot of listeners, a lot of fans, motorsports enthusiasts, and fans of one of the hottest TV shows going right now on Discovery Channel. It's Street Outlaws, No Prep Kings, and they not only make their way to your television around the country, but also they're going to make their way here to Joliet to kind of do what it is they do along with you and in front of you live. It's going to be coming up on September 7th and 8th. On the line with us, honored to have, we've got two guys. We've got Ryan Martin. We've also got Reaper James Goad. Guys, welcome to WGN.
Hey, how are you?
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for taking time and getting on here. And here's the thing is, and I know this is going to be a question that a lot of people have. They watch the show. So much happens on television that, you know, when you get to talk to the people, you get to talk to people in and around the production of it. They say, well, you know, a lot of it's kind of, you know, dressed up for show. It isn't really like that. What you guys are doing seems absolutely so real. And so how close is it going to be to what people see on TV that they're going to experience at Joliet on that weekend?
Ryan, you want to take this or you want me to?
Sure, I'll take it. You know, the cool thing about this is you guys get to come, you know, like we got our start on TV and that's cool, but now you guys get to actually come interact with us. So you can come watch us race live. There's opportunities for you guys to get to actually race in a race that can race against us. So if you got fast enough cars, you can actually come participate and see, you know, how you stand with some of the Street Outlaw guys and the No Prep King guys and all that type of stuff. So the cool part is, you know, yeah, we were on TV, but you get to actually come talk to us. We'll meet our fans. We have apparel, we'll, you know, that we can hook you guys up with and all that stuff.
You guys are in the business not only to have people enjoy, watch, appreciate what it is that you do, but also challenge you, right? And it's that kind of thing where everybody in every city that you go to, they think they've got, hey, you know what, that's nothing, I can beat them and all that kind of stuff. And I know, let's say you're a heavyweight champion of the world, you're going to be in a nightclub, a bar, you have people come and challenge you. Is that something that happens on a regular basis? Is it something that you guys look forward to? I'm sure there's a lot of great conversations about the speed, but is there confrontations where people really feel like this is their opportunity to show you guys up?
This really is their opportunity, and that's why we did the Race Your Way In, because if it's just us out racing, you get, you know, 32 guys, you always got that one guy in the bar that said the only reason Ryan was because I wasn't there. So we decided, yep, Let's make it so everybody has a shot at it. So if you got a fast car, you come in and race your way in, if you're the last guy standing, you get to go for that 40 grand, you get a chance to outrun us. If you don't have a fast enough car, then you can come watch us. But we get challenged all the time. Rarely do they work out, because when they actually see the cars run, they're like, and that's the other thing that's great about this. Watching those cars run on TV is exciting. Watching one of these cars run in real life, when we say we have the fastest street race cars in the nation, these cars are unbelievably fast. And when people see them, they're like, whoa, it looks way faster than it does on TV. But there's a lot of fast cars across the nation. Chicago has some of the hardest hitting street cars that's ever come out. I'm pretty excited about Chicago, because a lot of the guys I grew up watching, Scott Shafroff and Pat Musi and all those guys, you know, they used to carry around Chicago. The Chi-Town boys,
yeah,
they're pretty well known.
When you think about this, you know, there's places all around the country that have a reputation or are known for certain things, and certainly on the car side or motorsport side, you've got a lot of that. Do you guys feel, and I think that this may be sort of the case, I know some of our listeners have mentioned this, that, you know, you guys have sort of put Oklahoma City on the map, kind of given it maybe an additional identity that it didn't have nationally. I mean, you guys knew it for decades, the list and all that kind of stuff, and people within the sport knew that things were serious there. But I think nationally, do you guys feel that maybe you're sort of kind of carrying the torch for OKC wherever you go?
I would say for sure. I mean, I think now when people hear the 405 area code, and then right away they associate it with Oklahoma City and street racing, you know? So I do definitely think that what, you know, us and all the guys have done is really kind of give another reason for Oklahoma City to be relevant in the country, you know?
The other part of that is drag racing was a dying sport. We've never quit drag racing. We never quit racing. But it was kind of losing some of the appeal. And one of the biggest things about this show is it breathes life back into the sport we all love. So a lot of people think we do this just to be on TV. We were doing this before TV. We'll be doing this after TV. We all just love to race. We're stupid. We're broke because we put all our money in our cars. But there's no other feeling like going out. Ryan, I mean, racing somebody like Ryan or outrunning this Reaper car or the Fireball car. I mean, there's and this show, above every other show, they get to be a part of it. And I personally think it's great because the fans come out and they come out in droves and they get to meet the guys they see on TV and they get to see this just not a TV show. This is what we do. This is what we love to do.
Yeah. And, you know, before No Prep Kings, there was one or two select times we would go to a couple different places throughout the country that fans could maybe possibly get the chance to meet us. And the cool thing about this is, you know, now we're going to 10 different locations, nine different locations this season throughout the country. And so the people that don't get to see it, they don't get to watch, you know, they don't get to watch us in person or whatever the case is, it really gives the people the opportunity to do that because we may be coming to your area. Just like what's going on in Juliet.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable opportunity. It's one thing to see, you know, someone like you guys or you guys at, let's say, a car show or a trade show or the auto show or something like that. That's always cool. People get to do it. But to see it not only in person and up close, but also with the vehicles and racing. And again, with that opportunity to actually race as well. Let the listeners know we're talking with Ryan Martin and we're talking with James Goad, of course, Reaper from Street Outlaws, No Prep Kings on Discovery Channel. You mentioned it, and I wanted to get your thoughts on this because I've been covering, you know, NHRA, a lot of the events. I personally think it's one of the easiest transitions, you know, from the fan side. I mean, it's a home run every 5 seconds in NHRA and drag racing, nonstop excitement, all of those senses touched with drag racing. And are you guys surprised with the difficulties that you knew and you mentioned when it comes to NHRA and some of the things on the fan base side where they're trying to struggle to find an audience, that your show doing just what you guys do is one of the top shows on TV?
Well, the big thing is people, and this is just my opinion only, and Ryan probably got a different opinion about it. But the thing that separates this from every other form of racing is our fan base didn't start out as car people. They started out watching a TV show. Mm-hmm. But the longer that we're in this, the more of those people that were just watching a TV show, now they're getting cars. You know, and that's why we have a daily driver class. We're trying to get everybody involved in this. Because even when the TV show's gone, everybody's still going to be racing, and we're trying to grow the sport. Ryan and I have been doing this. We've been friends for, 15 years? And, yep. And we've met street racing. So, I mean, this is what we love to do, and we want to get everybody not only watching the show, but when they come out here and they meet us, they get to see that they have an opportunity to do this same thing. Maybe not the level we're doing it. I mean, we didn't race cars. Ryan and I, what were we racing? We were racing 6-0 cars back then?
Yeah, probably street cars.
Yeah, now we're in 4-second cars. But to grow the sport, and that's what I love about this No Prep stuff, because it's getting people out of the stands and in a car to be a part of it. And to be a part of this is something that I think we haven't even seen the start of how big No Prep is going to be. I've been No Prep racing for 10 years, and it's going to grow because everybody has the same opportunity. You're racing a surf.
Yeah, you know, I mean, No Prep, it has been around for 10 or so years as far as, you know, kind of coming back. But, you know, what's great about it is, you know, what Pilgrim and Discovery have done to kind of put it out in front of everybody and really make everybody realize how the sport is and what it takes to do what we do and just make it popular again, you know.
It's really kind of genius, right? But you've got some of those great people behind over at Pilgrim that have you know, hit on some hot shows in the past and done it. This is something a little bit different because it taps into really something that I think America has a love affair with motorsports, fast cars, and all that kind of stuff. And to combine it with No Preps with some of these great facilities. And you guys, and if you want to talk a little bit about it, because it's one thing to kind of carry that torch for OKC and be almost kind of ambassadors for it, but then also to kind of visit some of these great spots, iconic places in drag racing, Chicagoland Speedway and Route 66 specifically. I mean, it's like the Coliseum of speed. It's an amazing facility.
That's one of my favorite parts about this is us getting to travel and, you know, us being car enthusiasts and loving to race on different tracks. Man, the coolest thing ever is just being able to go to all these places that you have either heard about when you were younger or haven't had the opportunity to go to yet. I mean, there's a lot of people that don't realize
what they have in their backyard of Juliet, and that's what where we come in to try to make people understand, like, just how unbelievable that place is and all the other places that we go.
And the people come out and support these tracks. I mean, there's a lot of people that have never seen a drag race in their life, and there's no better feeling for me than when a guy sends me a private message that says, hey, because we tell everybody the same thing, get a car, turn a tire, get to your local track and have some fun, get into this. There's a level for everybody to race. And when I get a message, a guy going, I'm going to the racetrack for the first time, that to me makes all this worthwhile.
How cool is that?
Because I can't even tell you how cool it is, dude. I really cannot explain how cool it is.
Because you know what? You're giving birth to someone that is going to be probably hooked for life and a lifelong fan and proponent of motorsports. And I'll tell you, and I'll tell the listeners right now, and as much as, you know, Chicago is an amazing sports town, we've got the Cubs and the Bears and Blackhawks, and it's all great, right? But racing, specifically drag racing, I don't think there's anything that translates less than necessarily television. They do the best they can, but there's no substitute for being there live. I mean, it hits every single sense.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, the great thing about this is kind of what it's doing right now, too, is like the fan base is from, you know, 3 years old to 103 years old. I mean, you know, like the young kids, you know, bring me Hot Wheels cars to sign and bring me cars that look like James's and cars that look like Big Chief's or Dave's or whatever the case is or mine. And so those little kids love this stuff, as well as all the older guys from the muscle car era back all, you know, in the 60s and stuff like that. It's giving them something to watch again and giving them something to just to remember, you know, and it kind of brings up it, like, you know, puts a spark back in them to remember about racing and remember how much fun they had back then, you know.
It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of, not only to get out there, race, kind of defend your honor, right, and the reputation and all that kind of stuff, but then, of course, your role models for that next generation. Then you got to also kind of walk the walk as TV stars, too. So there's a lot of extra pressure. People are going to see it live at Route 66 Raceway. It is coming up on Friday and Saturday. It is the 7th and 8th of September. Now, tickets only $20 per person. That is an absolute bargain, and I'm guessing you guys are going to be pretty accessible. Is there going to be certain times people can come up? Maybe you'll do autograph signings, or are you going to be working in the pits? A lot of times, Route 66, the pits are kind of open.
Well, the pits are open at all these events. That's the thing. If there's no point in us going to a place and closing off from our fans, because those fans are what made us. So
they're the reason why we can even do this stuff.
And Pilgrim and Discovery, I mean, they took a bunch of idiot street racers and made them put them on a TV show. And when Ryan, Chuck, and I all wanted to do this deal, you know, they're like, you guys think it'll work? Let's try it. And it's amazing to watch the fans come out. So, I mean, and they do. They watch us on TV, but they come right up, take a picture with me, take a picture with Ryan. We'll sign their autographs because they're what's important. We're not important. We're just guys with cars. We're not all that special. But the fans that come out and watch us, they spend their money. They come out, they watch. They love to watch the action, and the fans are what it's all about. So this right here, this is a great thing for us because we get to pay all those people back that made us who we are today.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. It is a great opportunity for people who are fans of the show, and there are so many across the country, to see it all happen live and have it be something kind of, you know, important and consequential. And you guys really get it too, right? You understand and you appreciate, you know, what it is that you've kind of been given. Certainly a great opportunity to, you know, further your careers, and it's all very exciting, I'm sure, but to consider the fans at the same time and kind of what it means overall to the sport of drag racing and what it can mean, I think, is important too. It's going to be exciting. So bless you guys for doing what you're doing. Thanks so much for taking time out and jumping on the show today. Do you guys want to share social media? Do you guys, for your fans, people can keep up with all your adventures?
Sure. Mine's fireballcamaro.com and fireball on Instagram as well. So mine's all pretty easy. You just put in fireball, you find out, you know, all my stuff. So
mine's kind of complicated. It's Reaper SS.
But
that's the other thing. We do live feeds and we do other things to keep everybody in the loop of what we're doing, because, like I said, the fans is what made us what we are. They're the ones that brought this back and made it so popular, and you know, they're the most important thing to all of us out here. So we all take the time, no matter how busy we are. And sometimes we get locked into race mode, especially Ryan and I, because we are very, very competitive. Ryan's one of my closest friends, but there's no friendship when we pull that light together. I mean, there's no love lost. I'm gonna send the rod through the pan down around him, and so's he. But
that's how it is with everybody on the show. Every time somebody grabs a lane next to another guy, it's gonna be a very competitive all-out dogfight. So, you know, but yeah, to answer your question about autographs, we will be there signing all day. As long as we're there, we're going to be there signing, talking to fans. And, you know, other than when we're working on our car, we will be available.
We'll have the link up for the show site as well for tickets. And, of course, ChicagolandSpeedway.com, Route66Raceway.com as well. Thanks, guys, for what you're doing. Excited to see you here next week. I know so many people are joining us in that. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Hey, thank you very much for having us.